just been to an event at the Frontline Club, which is called Access Denied, which is all about what media people call black holes. Black holes are countries where they're not allowed to go, where there are restrictions on reporting, and where sometimes they're chucked out, often fairly brutally. And Iran was a major example used in the discussion. A big mixture of people in the room, mostly journalists, a lot of TV people, a lot of foreign correspondents, and the panel was Richard Sambrook, who's the head of global news at the BBC, and Adrian Wells, similar person at Sky News, and Gene Seaton, who's a professor at Westminster Institute of Journalism, I think. Sorry if I've got a title wrong. Well, it was difficult to ask questions, really, because they very quickly focused on kind of big personal issues for journalists, which is what do you do when you're in the country? It's very dangerous. They talked about embeds, people embedded with the forces and the issues there. And so it seemed a bit churlish, really, to start asking kind of questions about the process and that kind of stuff, so I didn't. The chair really, you know, threw open the thing to the floor far too early, which meant that we got quite a lot of campaigning people. Again, all kind of valid, but pushing their own lines. And what it seemed to me, Sambrook at the end of the thing, and it was kind of an hour and a half discussion, and I have live blogged and there's a link. But what Sambrook said at the end is they want to try and get into a position where they can regain the respect for journalism that there was before, which is interesting, isn't it? What I was really interested in, which didn't quite come up, and I couldn't quite put it into words during the event, when I was kind of live blogging furiously and thinking and listening hard, was, well, have things changed? I mean, Sambrook seemed to argue that things were changing, and Adrian Wells kind of agreed. Have things changed so much that the fabric of news is being changed by the use of social media in situations like Iran? They also mentioned Darfur, they mentioned Burma, they mentioned other sort of conflict spots. So the subject of the meeting, which was about the impact of social media on the way in which this process happens, kind of got a bit submerged with them thinking about how you protect journalists and those kind of things, which is fair enough, really. But it seems to me that there's a kind of control issue here, and it's to do with the news cycle, the way the media works. And I think they're feeling this loss of control, that there are new ways. They use these pejorative terms, I consider them pejorative, citizen journalism, as if it's kind of like lower grade journalism done by citizens, you know, beyond the pale, not by proper journalists. And they also use a UGC, user-generated content, and they consider themselves to be mainstream and all those other kind of things. There were a few bloggers in the room. There weren't any questions from bloggers. It wasn't a very blogger-friendly event, I have to say. And it seems to me the panel didn't really get on to talking about, because they got involved in other issues, didn't get on talking about how the process has changed by the way in which social media interacts with traditional media. And it may be that that's just a kind of perturbation, you know, that it's not really going to happen, that it won't be, you know, Twitter and the other things, the other social media things, Web 2.0 things, will just be a kind of blip, and they'll all go back to doing what they always used to do. But I think they've lost two things. I think they've lost absolute control of the reporting, and that's both a good thing and a bad thing. It's a bad thing if they are tricked by governments using social media, and I suppose it might be a good thing, depending on your point of view, if protesters in difficult regimes are actually get their message across in a way that's new and different. Anyway, those are my initial thoughts. It was a really interesting meeting, and it's a fab venue. It was all streamed and all the rest of it. I think the chairing could have been a bit stronger, and I think we should have heard from the panel for longer. A very brave journalism student asked a very difficult question, and Adrian Wells said, well, what do you think? And she said, well, look, I'm just starting my career. You're the people who ought to know. But they didn't have the answers. Anyway, that was me recording my thoughts as I slogged across Hyde Park, and it's now getting noisy, so thanks for listening, and more anon.